your hand together for Jesus. Hallelujah! God is good! Come on, let me hear you. God is good! And all the time, God is holy. When I say God is holy, you respond all the time. When I say all the time, you say God is holy. God is holy! And all the time, God is good! And all the time, hallelujah! Amen! Well, we want to thank you so much for being there for us. We love you, we appreciate you for what you are doing. You are blessed, highly favored, and deeply loved. May the Lord bless you and make a way for you where there is no way. And I want to say that every dollar you spend on a child of God, on a mission field, the Lord will not forget it. He will remember you and restore you in Jesus' name. We may not see the fruit sometimes in our days, but in the days of our children, the Lord will visit them. Amen. God bless you. Let's go to the Bible, if you will. I love preaching. Amen? Amen. Would you like to go with me to the book of John? Tonight I'm going to call some people to join the church. There was this preacher who wanted to preach, and he said, some people are in the church to look at the shoe of the pastor, to mark. He said, let's open the book of Mark. And I said, some are there to mark the English of the pastor. Some are there to look. You know, he's just joking, cracking joke, you know. And open with me to the book of John, chapter 15. John, chapter 15. You may like to read the whole chapter. Maybe from verse 1 to verse 11, if you would. Thank you. John chapter 15, 1 to verse number 11. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, and you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. If you have pain, you can underline that. Number 6. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit. So you will be my disciple. 9. As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love. Just as I have kept my Father's commandment and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain, and that your joy may be full. Amen. What a fellowship. What a joy divine. Leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, what blessedness. Oh, what peace is mine. I'm leaning on. We are leaning on You are leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, safe and secure from all alarm. Come on, leaning, we are leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, I'm leaning, I am leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Oh, Jesus, leaning, I am leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. Sovereign Lord, come and glorify your name tonight. In this church. Come, Spirit Divine. Come, Holy Spirit. Do a new thing. Take us to the new dimension. Even to the next level, oh God. In Jesus' name. I rebuke every manipulation of the devil. I declare, oh God, that your presence fill this place in Jesus' name. And let the saints of God say amen. Amen. Come on, let me hear you say amen. Amen. Come on, let me hear a shout. Amen. Amen. Louder than ever. Amen. Amen. Let me hear a confident amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tonight, I want to share with you the mystery of bearing fruit. The mystery or the secret of bearing fruit. Tell your neighbor, you need to know the secret of bearing fruit. You got to talk to me. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, you need to know, you need to discover the mystery of bearing fruit. You know what? The ultimate desire of the Father God is to see you becoming fruitful in life. Can I say that again? The ultimate goal of the Father God, of the source and the sustainer of our life, is to see you in life on this earth. While you are living on this planet earth, God's desire for you, and God has designed you and created you and formed you to be a fruit-bearing woman and a man of God in this life. Yeah. To bear fruit of the Spirit. To bear fruit in every area of your life, whether in marriage, whether in business, whether in relationship, whether in whatever you are doing, God's desire for your life is to see you bear fruit. Unfortunately, it's not every child of God that have discovered this mystery. And I'm here to uncover. Hallelujah. I am here to uncover. I am here to unveil. I am here for you that the Lord will use me somehow by His grace. For somebody to discover the mystery of bearing fruit. Because that is why you are alive today. Say with me the reason for me to live is to bear fruit. is to bear fruit. Holy Spirit, tonight, help me. Help me. You are praying, help me. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, help me to discover the secret, the mystery of bearing fruit. Hallelujah. Are you there with me, somebody? Are you here? Are you ready? Praise the Lord. Listen, there are four dimensions that I want you to discover. Number one, we need a deeper intimacy. What? We need what? A deeper intimacy. If we want to bear fruit, if we want to live to bear fruit, according to the Master's desire, we need to do what? Have a deeper intimacy. In worship and praise. Are you there with me? We need to have a deeper intimacy with the Father God. Lo and behold, Paul said, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship. That word fellowship came from the word communion. And communion in the Greek word is a koinonia. The word koinonia means fellowship, partnership, and distribution. The word koinonia from the Hebrew word, from the Greek word, is communion. Communion. And the word communion means fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Fellowship and partnership and distribution. He has a lot of things to distribute from the Father.
Yes, come on. Amen. Come on. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit wants to partner with you. Oh, come on. The Holy Ghost wants to partner with you. The Holy Ghost wants to partner with you. Even in your kingdom business, on your business field, on your physical business field, the Holy Spirit wants to partner with you in order to be fruitful. So Paul said, can we imagine, just imagine a little bit. Paul wrote about 13 books. I'm not talking about 13 chapters. I'm talking about 13 books in the Bible. 13 books in the Bible. From Roman, Corinthian, 2 Corinthian, Thessalonian, 2 Thessalonian, Peter, 2 Peter, not Peter, how do you call it? Timothy, Ephesians, Colossians, Philippians. He wrote all those books. Do you know how he did that? And at the end of the day, he told the church, the Corinthian church, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you. The fellowship. That means that all the books he wrote, he birthed out those books. He was able to receive wisdom, deep ideas, revelation from the Father as he fellowship with the Holy Spirit. And today, if you can fellowship, if you can fellowship, if you can have deeper intimacy with the Holy Spirit, I am here to tell you, you will make a difference in this life in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. And he said, Jesus said, I am the vine and you are the branches. My Father is the gardener. He is the owner of the gardener, of the garden, or is the vine dresser. I am the vine and you are the branches.
Amen.
I am the vine and you are the branches. There must be an intimate relationship between the branch and the vine. Apart from him, you cannot bear any fruit. Apart from, you bear no fruit. There must be a relationship between the vine,
amen,
Jesus, the real vine,
yes,
and you, the real branch. There must be that connection. Say connection. Say connection. There must be that connection. There must be that dialogue. There must be that relationship. There must be that fellowship. There must be that continual relationship and persistent relationship between you and Jesus, the vine, the real vine, the true vine.
Hallelujah.
Say with me, I am the branch. And he is the vine. Are you there with me, somebody? Hallelujah. You know what? The more the vine and the branch live together, something happens. There is development. The branch develop. Are you there with me? The branch of a tree, no matter how small it is, the more that branch abide in the vine, you will see it growing longer and thicker. Hey, let me tell you, as we abide in Christ, we develop a godly character. You didn't hear what I said. I said, as we abide in the vine, the Christ, we develop a godly character. Oh, did you hear what I said? I said, as we abide, as we abide in the vine, hallelujah, as you abide as a branch, what happened is this, you develop a godly character.
Come on.
Get it?
Come on.
Can I say that again?
Amen. Come on.
As you abide as a branch in the real vine, the Christ, you develop. Just as an ordinary tree that has a branch develop from being small to bigger. And one branch can have other branches on it. It develop bigger. So it is that as you remain and remain and abide in Christ, listen to me, you develop no other character but the character of God. Why? Because the life in the vine, listen to me, there is a life in the vine, and that life in the vine flow into the branch. Oh, you are not here. Are you here? Are you here? There is a life in the vine. There is a life in the vine, and that life in the vine flow into the branch. The life in the vine, we call it the sap. 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 Call it sap. And it flow not from the branch, but from the vine.
Yes, amen.
So it is. If you abide, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit in the vine, the Holy Spirit in the vine, the Christ, Jesus the vine, the life in him, the life in him. Romans chapter 8 verse 11 says, if the spirit of him that is Jesus dwell in you, that he that raised him from the dead shall give life to your bodies. He that raised him from the dead shall give, shall produce, shall release, shall give forth, shall manifest his life into your life.
Hallelujah.
And every dead thing in you must become alive. Do you know something? 11 times Jesus said, abide in me. 11 times he said, check it in the Bible, it's there. 11 times. I keep underlining it until my Bible is about to turn. Without it, we are useless. Without it, we can't fulfill the purpose of a branch. The purpose of a branch is to bear fruit. Not only that, for his fruit to remain. Fruit. And There was this vine dresser, a woman who is a vine. He owned a vine yard. She owned a vineyard. And she was asked in Israel, how was your vineyard this year? He said, amazing. What is it about? He said, look, the fruit that are closer to the vine are sweeter than those away. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? Did you hear that? Did you hear that? The fruit that are closer to the vine are sweeter than those that are away. Hey, listen to me. God wants to make your life sweeter. Hallelujah. You are the vine. You are the vine. You are the branch. You are the branch. If you remain in Christ, fruit that nobody bear in your family, you will bear. Fruit that nobody can bear in your community, you will bear. In another way, you will do more exceedingly, abundantly, beyond your imagination. Divine. Hallelujah. And my question to you is this. What is the mystery of bearing fruit? The mystery is abiding. That's the key. Can I say that again? The mystery of bearing fruit. Any kind of fruit that heaven created you to bear in this life, young or old. You are not too young. You are not too old. It's never too late. Amen. And it's never too early. Even a man called Caleb in the Bible, he was the prophesied to him when he was 40 years. He waited 45 years more. And he went to Commander Joshua and said, hey, give me this land. Yes. He was old. He changed his world. You can take that mountain. Though the giant may be there. You can take the mountain. Though the giant may be on your way, God will give you victory. Can I hear amen from somebody this morning, this evening? Hallelujah. I'm talking about the secret of bearing fruit. And that secret is abiding. Shout and say abiding. No, I can't hear you like an American. Let me hear you say confidently. Hallelujah! The secret of developing godly character is abiding. For the tree, for the branch to develop, and then the fruit will come. For the branch to develop, and the leaves will come. Then other branches will also hang on the main branch. You got to abide. Husband, listen to me. The only way through love, consistent love, unconditional love can flow through you to your wife and children is abiding. Because he has the life in him. Jesus has the life in him. Amen. When you abide, his love will flow. His peace will flow. His joy will flow. I see that joy flowing to you. I see that joy flowing. Listen to me. That life of God can flow into your business. Are you there? That life of God can flow into whatever your hand finds to do. Amen. When you abide. And my question to you is this. What does it mean? What is the meaning of the word abide? Let's go there. Are you ready? Are you ready? Yes. Listen to this. From the Greek word, I always want to pick it from the source. Amen? From the Greek word, the word abide is called meno. It's M-E-N-O, meno. Now, in my language, when we say meno, it means stay there. In my language, when I say meno, it means Let us stay here. Stay here. In my language, in my dialect. Unfortunately, I speak just English and my dialect. But my wife speaks 6 languages. Wow. 6 languages. My wife. She could meet the Muslim and speak their language. She could meet all people and then cut across and can write all. The word mino from the Hebrew word, from the Greek word, means to dwell. The Greek word abide is mino. You may call it mino or mino, whichever. Mino. M-E-N-O. Mino. Me. No. Hallelujah. It means to dwell. It also means to remain in a place. It also means to stay in a place expecting something in the future. Or to settle in something. To settle. Settle here. It can also mean to sink deeper. Just the word abide. To settle deeper. Or sink deeper. It also means to continue to exist in something. Continue to exist. No matter the storm that comes your way. No matter what blow your life. You know that when a candle is being blown by air. It goes off. But just imagine a bushfire. When the wind blew the fire, it sprayed them all. So no matter what happened to you, stay there. Hello? Are you there? It also means the word dwell, the word abide also means to keep on. Keep on. Keep on being in Christ. Keep on staying in Christ. No matter what you are going through, you may be going through fire. Keep on being in Christ. Hallelujah. What would Daniel said in the lion's den? Lord, I was praying to you. Lord, I was praying to you. I've been living for you, and here am I. I've been thrown into the lion's den. God, why me? Do you want someone else to jump into the lion's den? Why somebody? Why not you? If you abide in him, the lions will be fasting and praying instead of eating you up. You are not here. Hallelujah. I say, if you abide in him, the lions will fast and pray, not bite you up. Because the Lord, listen to me, the Bible said in the book of Isaiah, it said, when you are in fire, I am with you. Because you abide in him. And he said, when you are in the waters, the water shall not destroy you. Because I am with you. Where are you tonight? Where have you been abiding? How deep are you abiding? And in whom are you abiding? Are you just religious? Or you are spiritual? 11 times he said, abide in me. Remain in me. For without me, you can do nothing. Tonight, if we abide in him, just us. A branch draw life from. Just as a branch of a tree can draw life from the tree, so you will draw life from him. You will draw wisdom from him. You will draw power from him. You will draw grace from him. You will draw healing from him. Oh, you didn't hear what I said? Are you there? Listen to me. The fruit you are seeing here, we may talk about it on Sunday morning, maybe. But the vine, the tree, the vine, has a potential fruit in him. And it's not for him. It's for the branch. Oh.
Come on.
Are you there with me?
Yes.
Can I say that again to you? The vine has potential fruit. Abundant fruit. More fruit. Much fruit. Much and more fruit. Those are words he used in him. Potentially. Not to keep it for himself. But to release it.
Amen.
To the branch.
Amen.
And until the branch abide.
Amen.
Until the branch settle in. Until the branch remain. Do well in him. He can be fruitful. There will be evidence.
Amen.
Of fruit.
Amen.
In him. I see you bearing fruit. I see you bearing fruit. Your fruit shall remain and shall be known in the land of the living.
Hallelujah.
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 The key is abiding. Can I say something to you? Have you walked through a vine, a plantation of a vine before? Walked through it before? Maybe no. Have you walked through where there's trees? Flowers or trees that could bear fruit before? I want to hear a response to it from you.
Yes, yes.
Have you ever walked through that before?
Yes.
Have you ever walked through it before?
Yes.
Okay. Can I say something to you? Have you ever seen with your eye the branch struggling to bear fruit? The branch will be struggling to live or to bear fruit. No. No. Check it. A branch of a tree does not struggle to survive. It does not struggle to bear fruit. All he needs to do is to abide. Just abide. And the life in the tree will flow. You don't beg for it. It goes naturally. You don't cry about it. The life flow into it. Oh, come on. I'm talking about Jesus. When we abide in him.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Does your baby, your little girl, does your child, listen, your sucking baby, does he struggle about anything? She doesn't think of where you get food from. It is the duty of the mama and the father to do everything to care for. Right? It is the duty and the responsibility of the mama and the daddy to do everything to take care of the suckling baby. The sucking baby. To provide milk for him to drink. The baby never doesn't need to think about it. All he has to do is to have a longing. A tree, a branch of a tree does not struggle to bear fruit when he is abiding. If you are the branch and you are connected to Christ, whatever in him flow naturally into you, the vine. Into you, the branch. He has wisdom in him. And when you abide, that wisdom flow.
Amen.
Okay, wait a minute. Why are you quiet? Everyone is quiet. Peter was praying on top of a story building, fasting and praying to God. Cornelius, in Acts chapter 10, was also praying. These were men world apart. One was a Gentile, and one was a spirit-filled man. Who connected the two? Peter never struggled to connect. Why are you struggling to connect to connect some business that is beyond your ability when you abide? He made the connection. Oh. Do I have people in the house here? Do I have people in the house here? Simply abide. When you abide in the vine, listen to me. Jesus said, apart from me, you can do nothing. That's true. If you believe the Bible, that's real. Cut the branch out. 3 days' time, it's dead. And when you cut the branch, do you know what will come out? Do you know what will flow out? What? The sap will come out and cover the mouth. Sometimes in life, when God disciplined us, he said, the branch in me that doesn't bear fruit. In another way, if there's any part of our life which is not good, God will cut it off. You may be ashamed. If someone gets to know this life of me, I will be ashamed. But when he cut it off, when the branch is cut off, do you know what happened? The sap in him come out the front. When Jesus cut off that horrible thing, that nonsense stuff, that thing that is in you, which is not good, when he cut it off, his spirit will cover you. Oh, come on. No, are you here? Are you here? That hurt in you, that unforgiveness in you. You always say, I will not forgive him. I will not forgive you. Listen to me. God wants to cut it tonight. And when he cut it tonight, his spirit, the sap, the spirit will flow and cover that place for you. And he will bring a healing. 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 He will bring a deliverance to you. You can't abide and be a failure. You are not a failure. Listen to me. You are not a dropout. You are not a dropout. You are not a dropout. You can never be a dropout. You are not. Because you abide in him. I feel the life of God. That life in him. In Genesis chapter 1. That life is caused away. That was the life he spoke forth. The life of God. In chapter 1. And in chapter 2. He breathed that same life into man. He connected himself to the man. To the man he created out of dust. Out of the dust. Out of the dust. I mean the dust of the soil. The dust, the dust, the dust. The dust of the ground. He formed an image. And having formed the image, he breathed his life. Zoe. The Greek word is Zoe. When Lazarus died, Jesus called, Lazarus, come forth. And my Bible said, look, the life in him, Jesus, was connected to the body. Can he be a dead man again? No. Can he still be a dead man? No. The man who was dead for 4 days got up, began to walk out. He walked out. Walk out. Why? Because he's connected to the life of God. Tonight, I pray that the Lord will wire you tonight. He will wire you. You know what I mean by wiring? Why? You know, when you build a house, you need to make wiring in the house. Are you there? When you build a house, you need to make a wiring to connect power into the house. I pray that God will wire you and connect life into your life. In the name of Jesus. Listen to me. When you are divinely connected to him, And that life is in you. And you are abiding. Every dead thing in you shall become alive. I mean my word. And I will not change it. I mean every dead cell in your system shall become alive.
Amen.
And I declare the life of God inside you tonight. I declare the life of God. I say, I declare the life of God. Come on, shout and say, I have the life of God. I have the life of God. I have the life of God. I have the life of God in me. From today, may you not struggle before you eat. May you not struggle before you do things. May God remove struggle out of your life. Hallelujah. Because the branch does not struggle. He just abides. The peace in him must flow into you just by abiding. Not getting worried. Drop that one. It is Gentiles that get worried of tomorrow. When we abide in him, he holds our tomorrow. He holds my life. Jesus, the man of Calvary, whether rain or shine, day or night, he is the way. He holds the register of my life and give me peace, perfect peace. That's why when storms are coming, he will sleep. Hey. Storms in the midst of storms. Peter said, hey, I've been a fisherman. I attended the University of Philadelphia. I had doctorate degree in semiology. So I know how to handle the storms of life. And Peter was trying to do everything by his certificate. By his women ideas, he did everything to stop the storm that was coming against him on the high sea. But the storm could not stop until he put aside his certificate. Like how Pastor Eric, the first day I came to Pastor Eric's house, Bishop Eric's house, I saw his degree hung in a garage. I said, no, I don't understand this man. Your degree certificate not hung in your office, in a garage? I thought it was just a copy. There, I walked to his room, walked to his office and looked through. No, it wasn't there. You can only see all kinds of Bibles there, bad things about God there. I mean, his certificate was hanged. I said, this man might have discovered God himself. That is not about certificate. It's about knowing God and connecting him. It's about being in love with God that makes you just all of the things. Nothing compared to knowing God. And Jesus got up in the midst of the storm when he had a telephone call. He never left his voicemail. He got up and said, Peter, what are you saying? Peter said, don't you care we perish in the midst of the storm? Oh, I care about you, men of little faith. And I said, peace, be still. Okay. He knew how to talk. Jesus knew how to talk. He just get up in the midst of the storm. When 13 men were about to die, including he himself, he was sleeping deep. Jonah was sleeping. He requested, throw me into the water. But Jesus never requested for that. He got up and said, peace, be still. He went back to sleep. And then he said, Peter and God said, who is this man? Even the storm and the wind listen to him and obey him. Who is this man? He is the real vine. Yeah, amen. And if you abide in him, amen, you can walk through the valley of shadow of death. You fear no evil. King David said, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not fear. Though an army may encamp against me, in this I'll be confident.
Amen.
Psalm 27 and 23. I miss them together. He that abide in the shelter of the Almighty. Where are you abiding?
Yes.
I challenge you tonight. Where have you been abiding? I challenge you tonight by the power of God. That you will abide in Christ. You will abide in Christ. You will abide in Christ. Not in your business. You will abide in Christ. Not in your house. You will abide in Christ. Not in your family. You will abide in Christ.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Abide in Him. Go back. And revisit 26, John chapter 15. And ask yourself. Read it tonight before you sleep. You can use it for your devotion the whole week. Question it. And look at the vine. The woman was asked, how was your vine plantation this year? He said, good. How good was it? Say, oh, it was fruitful, but those fruit, the branches that are closer, the fruit that are closer to the vine are sweeter and much bigger than those at the end, far away. Draw closer to the Lord. Draw closer. And connect. Connect yourself. And you will see evidence of His life in your life. Draw closer. Go deeper. Go deeper. And you will see the evidence of His life in your life. Shall we be on our feet? Shall we stand? Shall we stand? Oh, Jesus.